He's going to be in a lot better form now than he was in Sunday. So
ask him anything is what I would always do.
Mitchell, you want to kick us off?
Sure. You guys flipped the script from Sunday. Obviously, 3-0 loss there, 3-0 win today. What do you like most about the response and the performance as a whole?
I just think that our compete level was where it needed to be. We ran and worked last week, but I didn't think we competed. And we competed from the first minute. I think the Elijah's tackle was a great tackle in the middle of the park. I think set the tone, and the rest of the guys stepped up and we responded. I thought, I thought we created a lot more opportunities than them. I know they're a tired team coming in, but yeah, I was real pleased with the performance, the energy, the effort, all the way to the end.
Switch things up today, went with the 4-4-2. What did you like about that? I mean, like, it seemed like you had a lot of chances on the right between Cordova and Ferrari. They had really good play pushing him forward and reaching right up front as well.
It was a tough call. I just, I felt that we'd maybe get more in attack, and we created in the first game. We didn't create much last week, and I thought just maybe a way to for us to get a bit more going forward and put Ricci in more natural position and allow Mo to come off the left. So I thought it worked well. So it's another way we can play now, and so we don't have to be just one-dimensional. And but I liked it. I liked the subs that came in. They all changed the game, their effort, their application to what we were doing, and sticking together all the way to the end was nice to see.
Thomas.
Martin and you in offense today, kind of Wright, Ricci, Babouli, all kind of moving into each other's spaces and, kind of fluctuating position. How important for the system is it to have that kind of versatility of attack?
Yeah, I think we were quite fluid in attack today, which was nice. I think if you just stick positionally and don't move, you're easier to defend. So with their movement, it creates problems for other teams. So it was good to see. And I think with Mo being able to hit long and short passes, it keeps the opposition on their toes. So, I like the way it looked today. And, I thought Dennis, when he came on, did well and had some good moments. You can see his quality that he has. It's nice to start getting some guys back fit again. I thought Frank was fantastic, considering he's trained 3-4 days and that's it. Thought he was really good, and Noah was good too. So,
and maybe just a word on Patello. Vancouver has been excellent going down the wings this season, and Patello really stepped in and did a job defending.
Yeah, I think he's done really well. He's a fantastic young player. He's got a great engine on him. He's good technically, and I thought Mo did a lot of work for him too. And so it was good to see the combination there together. And he was able to get Mo the ball quickly and in spaces he could create. And he had the ability to get forward at moments. And he's got good delivery. So, yeah, I thought he was fantastic tonight.
Hey, Coach, congratulations on the win.
Thanks.
How does it feel to finally have your first 3 points at home, and especially to have fresh faces, Cordova,
yeah,
Orlando, you finished amazing. Congratulations.
Thanks. Yeah, I mean, it was great to get some players back. We've got a good squad, but we have some difference makers, and when you put a few of those different difference makers on the pitch, you see the rewards. So, I was pleased with everyone's effort, the guys who came on, the attitude, even of the subs on the bench that didn't get on. You need everyone in this league. You're not going to get through a season with just 11 to 15 guys. You need everyone in the squad. So it was a great effort from everyone, but now we can't get complacent. We got to keep the work rate going and work even harder, because we got a tough game next week, or in 4 days' time, against a team that slapped us a couple of days ago. So we need a reaction in that game as well.
Coach, are you going to keep the 4-4-2 for the next following game? We believe it's probably the best system that you might have and use, especially with the players that we have. And are we expecting any more new faces, probably those guys that are injured?
Not sure if we're going to stick with the 4-4-2 for next game, but we'll look at it. But it worked well tonight, so we'll see We haven't really discussed it and looked that far. And also, it's quick turnaround. So, you know, what do we do with a game Wednesday, Friday, or Wednesday, Saturday coming up with travel? Do we rotate a bit? So we have to look at a few things and then plan out our week a little bit. So, yeah, but, yeah, we're close to getting one or two more back, which will really help too, especially if we have if we keep going on a run of midweek games.
Any other questions in the room, Jacob?
Yeah. Brian Wright basically took the spotlight of the show with scoring two goals, but closing almost with a hat trick. What was your thoughts on how Brian Wright played?
Yeah, I thought he was really good. I think not just the goals. I think his work rate was really good. He held the ball really well. He brought the midfield into the game. Yeah, he created chances for himself and others. So it was a complete performance from him. I think he's been playing well in the first two games, and probably he was close to having a couple already. So nice as a striker, I know, to get that first one in the back of the net, and hopefully he can just keep going on from here.
Also, another one that had his debut on Cordova. What was your thoughts on him playing in his debut?
Yeah, I thought one was everything we thought he'd be, to be honest. He's a fantastic player. He's played at a top level. He's very good on the ball. He's strong, tough, reads the game really well. And he's able to get in and join the attack. So, it was really good. I thought the combination we had down the right.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Brandon.
First official start for Frank Schreier tonight as well. Just curious on how you thought he slotted in next to Noah tonight and, really ran the show from back there with a couple of good diags as well.
Yeah, I mean, I think Frank's going to be an important player for us this year. We need him in the squad and in the team and to keep him fit. He's experienced. You can see he reads the game really well. He's good with his feet. He can see a pass with short and long, very comfortable. So, we're glad to have him back now. And, this might be a stretch where we have to be careful with him because he's not trained a lot. But, I think he's an important piece and someone we went hard after. So, pleased with the way he performed. And hopefully he can just keep going from here.
Obviously, with the win tonight, going with that as the clean sheet, just how much of a shift was it from the guys, all four guys back there, plus Thompson goal, and Noah sort of came off late there, looked like a bit of a hamstring issue, but aside from that, pretty solid night for all four of them, all five of them.
Yeah, no, I thought they all did really well. Thomas commanded his box really well. He's good with his feet. I thought Noah was very good. There's a few moments as a young player that you're going to get in some situations, but they have two very good strikers. He got a couple moments, but he adjusted and recovered. So, he's still got a lot to learn being so young, but I thought he was very good tonight for a kid of that age to play as many games as he has. He's doing really well. I'm pleased with his development. He's going to see a lot more action in the coming weeks, so hopefully he just keeps growing from here.
Just one for me. Ram back tonight. His contribution to the team and what he kind of means to that lineup.
Yeah, I thought Ram was a monster tonight. Covers so much ground. He's an athlete. He was good in possession. He was switching play. I thought him and Elijah, the combination of them, was very good tonight, both of them. They kept possession. They switched play. They moved the ball. They protected against the counter really well. So, it was a nice combination. I feel quite strong with our midfield group, but Brem, just with his physicality and his size and his athleticism, he just brings an added dimension to the group.
I think, I'm sure somebody in this room will correct me if I'm wrong, your biggest win at home since taking over as your United FC boss. Watching the team give the best type of account of themselves, especially considering what happened Sunday. How does that make you feel today?
I can breathe. A bit relaxed. It was a tough week for all. We had to have a hard look at ourselves as a group, and know, with staff, we did a deep dive on what we're doing and how we can affect it. And we changed a few things with what we're doing pre-match and leading up to the game. And we'll, some of it probably was really helpful, and we'll see. Some of it we keep, some of it we move on. But, you know, we have to find ways to make this a fortress. And we need efforts like we did tonight, and it was tough last year. We had win majority of our games on the road, so if we can make this good and keep our road performances the same as last year, we will be in a good position at the come the end of the season.
All right, Gaffer, well done tonight.
Thank you,
gentlemen.
Thank you. Have a good night, guys.
Oh, cheers, Noah.
Hold the celebrating.
See you guys.